Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listening.
Oh, I bet amazing why.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about continuing our visit with our new friend, Mark Siebert. Mark is a new friend, but that won't last long because we're going to get him back on to continue to instruct us and teach us about more about franchising. His new book is called Franchise Your Business, The Guide to Employing the Greatest Growth Strategy Ever. iFranchiseGroup.com is the website, right, Mark?
That's right. And that other website was WorldFranchising.com.
Okay.
For those people who wanted to investigate buying a franchise.
WorldFranchising.com. So check that out if you're looking to buy a franchise rather than start one. Okay, Mark, this segment is all about the NLRB. The National Labor Relations Board, through an edict, basically, from President Obama, direct from President Obama, on behalf of the unions, in my opinion, Mark, no question about it, I have no doubt, on behalf of the unions, has done what I call no less than an assault on decades of labor law that basically allows franchisees, one of the great national treasures of our country, to be assaulted by unions. Tell us about what's going on.
Well, as you correctly pointed out, Jim, the NLRB has decided that it is going to arbitrarily and retroactively apply a new standard relative to labor classifications, trying to call the employees of franchisor or the employees of franchisees joint employees with their franchisors. And they have decided they're going to arbitrarily go in and change the way that 500,000 contracts have been interpreted for the last 30 years. And, you know, frankly, franchisors have written these contracts with an expectation that they can enforce certain brand standards. And the NLRB has said for years, it said that, you know, we're in complete agreement with that, and then suddenly, under the new administration, they decided to retroactively employ this new standard where they're going to try and hold franchisors liable for the actions of their franchisees.
And that language Mark just gave you, folks, is why I'm calling it an assault. Not just a policy change, not just a change of our mind. This is a full-on daggers drawn assault on a major segment of the U.S. economy. Mark, am I going overboard there?
You are absolutely not going overboard. And not only is it an assault, but it's an assault that is done without the benefit of the legislature.
Right.
This is not something that's been legislated.
Another executive order.
Appointed political board that has made this decision. And, you know, there have always been issues, you know, frankly, about vicarious liability and franchising. But this has taken it to a whole new level. It's made it very important for, you know, frankly, it's made it more costly for franchisors. One of my clients who doesn't want to be mentioned was actually had union representatives helping employees fill out forms that were going to be used for a complaint.
Right.
In an NLRB action, which ultimately was dropped, you know, because of the fact that the franchisor in question had well-written manuals and was doing things right and was staying clear of some of these issues. They were able to get off the matter, but it cost them a lot of money in legal bills. And
you got to believe, Mark, that this kind of behavior by the administration has a chilling effect on other potential franchisors.
Yeah, I think that it does. If nothing else, it drives a lot of folks to work with consultants like me who can help them avoid these things. But frankly, it's an unnecessary expense. They shouldn't have to go through it.
Well, and it's the kind of thing that's going to it's not going to last. I mean, it's not going to stand. Well, I say it's not going to stand. It depends on how the next election goes. But folks, this is an example of what's chilling the economy. Mark, this is part of the uncertainty we've been living with now for more than 7 years, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly has been. But as you point out, there are a number of different steps that are going to occur before this becomes the law of the land.
But it's still upsetting people. It still backs them off. It still causes people to delay investment decisions, and it has a chilling effect on hiring. And it manifests in a slow, weak economy, which is what we have right now. Hey, Mark, good job today. Come back soon.
Would love to do it.
iFranchiseGroup.com, right? That's the website?
That's the website.
Mark Siebert, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.